The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security, disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
Has your top five at five back in your Fan Run studios.
All right, top five at five. Number one, Russell. One member of Georgia's football recruiting office has been fired and another one suspended for 30 days without pay. That's according to Dog Nation. So two staffers in Georgia's recruiting office, one fired, one put on suspension.
I'm sure it's just, you know, somebody got caught their hand in the cookie jar, maybe taking a little money out of petty cash. Nothing to see here, Brandon. Nothing to see here.
That's exactly what they want you to think, Russell.
Or so the Germans would have us believe.
Number two, Marshawn Lynch, beast mode, announces that he is retiring today after 12 seasons in the NFL.
Beast mode retiring again. He's done this before. You know, I always wonder these veterans, because there's going to be some team that wants a running back. I wouldn't want to go to training camp for the Raiders either.
Well, no.
I wonder if is this a thing where you just stay in shape, you know.
Yeah, Marshawn retired from going to training camp.
Wait till the last minute possible. Yeah, is he doing the old Brett Favre routine? Wait till the last minute possible, decide where you want to play. Somewhere preferably, you know, plays on grass for a running back. Hasn't
come out of retirement in November, gets signed by a team that, you know, late season needs a running back.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see. But if not, so long, beast mode.
Number three, NFL draft takes place tomorrow night in Nashville. A lot of storylines going on. You've still got the number one pick up in the air. Are the Cardinals going to take Kyler Murray? You've got the whole Redskins situation that Bear talked about in the first hour with Dan Snyder, quote, taking over the first round of the draft. And then a couple different organizations looking at Dwayne Haskins as well.
Yep. Like I said, I'm not enamored of the quarterbacks in this class, but the NFL, I mean, this has been going on for years now, where these teams that are quarterback desperate, they're gonna take a chance on some of them. I mean, I'm sure one or two of these guys will end up being decent players, but
all of them are.
No, there's gonna be a bust or two in there as well. My money's on Haskins.
Number four,
Number four,
NBA playoffs last night. The Eastern Conference semifinals are set. Toronto advances, moving past Orlando. They will take on the 76ers in the second round of the NBA playoffs. And the Bucks and the Celtics, the other matchup there in the Eastern Conference. Portland knocks out Oklahoma City last night. Denver takes a 3-2 lead over San Antonio. And then two series tonight. Houston with a 3-1 lead over the Jazz, and Golden State with a 3-1 lead over the Clippers. Both those series probably going to get closed out tonight.
Jazz and the Clippers getting set to go home. Thank you for participating in the 2019 NBA playoffs.
And number five.
Did you lose count?
I lost count.
You don't know, do you?
I lost count. I lost count.
What did you do? You started with the draft.
It's number five. It's number five. I got
sure?
it straightened out, Russ.
I don't think you're sure.
I'm positive.
I'm not sure.
I am.
Okay.
All right, number five. Chris Collinsworth tweeted out earlier today his bold prediction for the NFL draft tomorrow night.
This should be good.
He says that he thinks the fans in Nashville will give – Roger Goodell a standing ovation.
Chris Collinsworth said that?
Chris wow. Collinsworth.
He is a known dullard, being a Florida Gator, yeah. So.
Go Gator.
He says that people in the South are just different. He thinks that the fans are going to give him a standing ovation instead of the usual nonstop boos.
He's going to get booed.
He
man.
Might not get it like he got it in Dallas last year or in Philly the year before, but he's going to get booed.
Yeah.
I think so, too. I think his cold take, but that was his bold prediction.
All right. Well, there you have it. have it. Brandon Orick with your top five at five. And Bear, it's a final now.
Oh, God.
Manchester City. They added another one. Leroy Sané put it away for City. 2-0. 2-0. Manchester United. Check this out, Bear. Manchester United hasn't scored a goal in 4 hours and 40 minutes. It was like over four games, maybe five games. They didn't.
Oh.
They have scored a goal from open play in 8 hours and 47 minutes.
Who are the Man U fans at the station? Is that Chance Collins' favorite?
Chance Collins, known Manchester United supporter. Yep.
It's good stuff.
Manchester City, they've got three games left. Try and nail down the title. They're 1 point clear of Liverpool. Pretty excited.
Who's your team?
Chelsea.
Why do you root for a team with a girl's name?
We're struggling. Because I'm securing my masculinity. I like the way they played back in the day. I don't like the way they play now. I like the way they played back in the day. It was fun. My Blues still in fourth place. See, in the Premier League, Bear, you got to finish top four. You want to finish top four because then you get to play in Champions League, which is financially lucrative as well as, I mean, it's like being in the NCAA tournament.
Oh yeah, I'm sure it's exactly like being in the NCAA tournament, Russell.
You don't think so?
No.
It's the English Premier League. I mean, it's substantially more followed, more popular, more lucrative than college basketball. I mean, I like college basketball better, but
yeah, I can tell.
Should be factual here. Be factual. City, in case you were wondering, Bear, three games left. They've got Burnley away. Always difficult to go into Burnley.
Where the hell is Burnley? England?
Yeah.
Are all these teams based in England?
Some of them are in Wales.
It's
like next door across the pond.
The Welsh.
Swansea City and Cardiff is in the Premier League this year. They're in Wales.
A couple of the Game of Thrones actors are Welsh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All those Game of Thrones actors are huge soccer fans. Like Theon, I think he's a big Arsenal guy.
Alfie London, I think is his name.
A couple of those guys are United fans.
Yeah. Who do you think is going to die first Sunday night?
Theon.
What do you make of this? Theon's going to turn Bran into a Nightwalker.
Theory. Do what?
You not seen this latest theory?
Nah, I don't do the theories. Like it.
You just watch the shows.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just want to watch the show. But yeah, we're gonna see a couple of people croak in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
We'll be lighting a few funeral pyres. That's the thing, though, man. I'm not going to do it. No, not going to do it, man.
Wait for the Throne Zone on Friday.
I ran off enough people breaking down soccer for 2 minutes.
Marcellus told me one of the funniest stories I've ever heard about something that went on inside Tennessee football. It was just how he committed.
Are you going to tell us?
I'm tempted. I'm tempted to go grab
you
my
have to. I mean, you can't
it's called the teaser,
that.
Russ.
Well, you can't tease it if you don't deliver.
So he said he's down here. He's always loved Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
And
he's from Smyrna.
Out of Smyrna High School.
And, which is just south of Nashville.
Right, mid-state. So he says junior year they invited him to this camp. They knew that he had a feeling that they really liked him. Mm-hmm. So he did not expect to get an offer. So he's standing there in camp and drills. And he said Coach Fulmer pulled up with LaMarcus Coker riding shotgun in the golf cart.
So we're working like heck.
And so he just looked at him and said, Marcellus, I really like you. I want you to come play football at the University of Tennessee. And Marcellus said he just went ahead and committed right there on the spot. He's like, yeah, I'll come play here. He said Tennessee was always his first choice.
Well, if you know where you want to go and you get your offer, I mean, you better lock down your spot. I'd say that was a good move by him.
So, yeah, you would think. He got home, didn't say anything to his mom about it.
Yeah.
Didn't tell her.
Oh, didn't tell her that he had committed?
He committed to go to UT.
Why?
And I don't know. I had to come back in. That's where it got started. But I said, was that a problem? And he said, Yeah, that they sat down to dinner and the news was on the TV.
Oh, that's how his mom found out.
It was like the lead story.
Maybe mom wanted him to stay a little closer in the mid-state.
No, I'm not sure.
Marcellus ain't playing for Vanderbilt. I mean, come on.
Well, that's basically what he told me outside. He'd already been to Mississippi State and Vanderbilt, and he wasn't going there. He was holding out for Tennessee.
You know, Vanderbilt's beaten us 3 years in a row. Is that?
Why do we have to talk about this? Phil somewhere cutting on his arms.
Is that true? Is it 3 years in a row? Like, I'm
pretty sure.
I can't even keep.
You just blocked him out.
Yeah, it's 3 years in a row because Butch lost. That was when I jumped off the Butch bandwagon. When he blew that Vanderbilt game down there, I was like, you know what? I'm through with this guy.
I was through with him when he kicked the fake or tried the fake field goal and lost to him that first year.
Let's get Westchester in here. Westchester, you're on the Drive Fan Run Radio.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Doing well, doing well. How are you, sir?
Good. How you doing, Cowbell?
I'm good, Westchester. I'm good, Westchester. How are you?
Good. Hey, what are we going to talk about, buddy?
What's going on here?
Well, he's back at the station. He's producing.
I know. I want to hear what he has to say.
About what?
Whatever he wants to talk about. This is Cowbell's time.
Westchester, you got about 2 seconds to get it on the rails, buddy.
It is on the rails. I'm asking your producer, what do you want to talk about? What's so wrong about that?
Firm but fair.
I mean, I warned him.
Bye-bye.
I warned him.
Firm but fair. You did, Russ.
I mean, I said you got 2 seconds to get it on the rails. He declined to get it on the rails.
He didn't get him on.
And you know what, Brandon?
Brandon's encouraging it.
You are. You're an enabler is what you are.
What did I do? I didn't answer his question. I didn't answer his question.
How would you have answered it, just out of curiosity?
Probably how much the Titans are a trash organization and how they're going to blow it in the draft.
And radio. Back with more right after this. Stay with us.
The Drive.
Why Gold's Gym?
Thanks for hanging with us. Now, let's get back to The Drive.
Back here on The Drive, Fan Run Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville. A couple lines available. You want to jump in, take a shot now, 865-546-8200, 546-8200. We're live this afternoon doing the thing out here at Old Ben Franklin Motors, 9711 Kingston Pike. Still got these Smokies tickets to give away as you get off work here this afternoon. This is the first time we've had the Smokies tickets to give away. If you want to go to a ball game, just swing by here. We are at 9711 Kingston Pike, right across from the Chop House and Franklin Square. It's a beautiful day out here at Old Ben Franklin Motors. Yeah, you want to go to a Smokies game, just stop by. Let me know how many tickets you need. Don't claim me out here. You want four or five tickets, we'll hook you up. These are vouchers redeemable for any 2019 Smokies home game, a field-level seat. So it's get you in the green chair backs there. Good tickets here, so come on out and get us this afternoon. We'll be here till about 6:15. We got another hour or so out here at Old Ben Franklin after we get through here at 6 and start breaking down and whatnot. So come on out and check it out here this afternoon. 865-546-8200, 546-8200, your number to get on the show. Yeah, Steelers giving Roethlisberger a 2-year extension to go along with the 1 year that he had left on his contract. That ties him to Pittsburgh through the 2021 season, according to Adam Schefter. Big Ben turned 37 in March. Had 1 year
He's
left.
That old?
Yep. Yeah. You mean that old? That's not, I'm 38. That's not that old. He's 37. He's a young man.
In the NFL?
He just signed a 2-year extension, Bear.
Big Ben. I can't believe he's been in the league that long, is what I'm saying, Russ.
Oh, okay. Ravens signed their kicker to a 4-year deal, Justin Tucker.
Yeah, they'll cut him if he starts missing them, though.
Makes him the highest paid kicker in NFL history. $23 million
really?
Deal. Yep. Justin Tucker.
I thought it would have been Sebastian Janikowski.
He's kind of on the downside. I mean, he's still very good, but he's on the down. I mean, he's got to be 40, right?
Well, he graduated college in 98.
Was that his last year?
Yeah. Yeah. Cause
well, he didn't graduate. He came out early, didn't he?
I don't think so. I'm not sure. He would have been 21 when he hit the league.
He was a big deal. Like he was a kicking phenom.
Yeah.
Remember Bobby Bowden used to talk about, like, well, you know, when this kid kicks the football. I can't do a Bobby Bowden. It sounds like Foghorn Leghorn.
He's a good kid.
Well, this that was actually pretty good.
He's a good kid. Oh, he didn't. There were some misunderstandings at the Foot Locker.
It's like my daddy always used to say.
He
always cracks me up like these grown men. My daddy.
Did he?
My daddy used to always say,
yeah.
You go out there and get yourself a Polish kicker.
The last man from the 98 National Championship game still playing football.
How about that? The NFL has warned Tom Coughlin of the Jaguars about
what's he done now?
He evidently has been vocal about certain players missing quote unquote voluntary workouts.
Does Coach Coughlin or whatever he is now not understand the definition of the word voluntary?
Yeah, but it's the NFL, man. And they ain't voluntary. They say they're voluntary. They ain't voluntary.
Voluntary and, if you've got the leverage.
Well, yeah, I guess they're voluntary. Maybe, but even then. NFL sent him a warning letter today about his criticism of players not attending voluntary off-season workouts. He was not fined, but sources told ESPN that the letter warned Coughlin, the Jaguars, that future comments could lead to discipline in the form of a fine or possible loss of OTA practice days. So Tom Coughlin, he's old school, man.
Yeah, he is.
You don't sign up for the Tom Coughlin when he's coaching the Jags or the Giants or whoever. Yeah.
He said he was disappointed that not every player was attending the voluntary offseason conditioning program. He did not name cornerback Jalen Ramsey and linebacker Telvin Smith, but they were the only two players not in Jacksonville.
Well, I mean, I guess if there's only two guys missing, then you don't really have to
really
name
gonna
names.
Come out and I mean, it's just something I would have handled internally, especially with Ramsey. I mean, he's one of the premier corners in the league. I just think that's a really bad look to, you know. Kind of call him out on that. I mean, does anybody think Jalen Ramsey's not going to show up ready to play for mini camp?
Tom Coughlin, man, it don't matter. Those old school guys, you show up to play. Like, this is work.
Tom Coughlin.
Paying you a lot of money.
Oh, did you see the part where Jalen Ramsey responded? Of course he did. He said, fully aware and voluntary, meaning I don't have to be there. But they know the exact reasons I am not, Ramsey tweeted. My teammates know it's all love and know I'll be ready when it's time. Huh.
It's like, you know, the college has the same thing. Like, they can't make you stay and work out in the summer.
Yeah, but what they can't guarantee is you're not going to start.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think? Well, I don't even think that scholarship is
safe.
Guaranteed. Yeah, what do you think old Skolcan would say?
Cornbread.
If you just decide, coach, I know we got some great workouts and stuff planned for June and July summer school and everything, but my family's got a beach vacation I like to go to every year, and
I mean, only the superstars are going to get away with that.
I don't think I don't think anybody gets away. Like, I can't remember the last time I heard about a Tennessee football player, whether he's a great player or not, that like summer school.
The guys that went out, the quarterbacks that went out and worked out with that George whatever guy out in California.
That's like for a week in between mini term and first session summer school. When summer school starts, players are there.
All 85 most of them are on campus, because they're getting their classes out of the way.
They can take
their light load in the fall.
They're getting a class out of the way, but they're also
there to practice.
They're to lift weights and run with Craig Fitzgerald. I mean, that's why you're paying that dude $700,000 a year. Kansas has announced a 14-year, an extension with Adidas, 14 years, $200 million sponsorship
fleeced
/ apparel deal with Adidas.
We got rooked by Nike. I'm looking back. I'm not that.
Not happy with Nike?
Nope.
4 years in, or are we happy with Nike, what they've done?
You know, we won the Natty with Adidas.
We did. That's true. I think the Adidas was good. I think what was in the Adidas was kind of the driving force.
I remember.
I think you could have put them in Puma, McGregor.
You remember Fred used to Converse. Talk about how much they hated the – some of the guys really didn't like the Adidas cleats.
Well,
he's talking about when he's on the drive.
There was that, and some of the players didn't like them. And then women's basketball was the big one, because that was when we made that switch when Shamika Holtzclaw was on campus, and there were a lot of, so it was the height of Pat Summitt and the three-peat and all that stuff. And there were a lot of women's players that, women's feet, knees, and joints and stuff like that, a little bit different, and they did not like the Adidas shoes where they could not wear them. It wasn't like it was just a little bit uncomfortable. It was like it was a big deal. And so for the first, I think, year or two, you had a couple of the Lady Vols players wearing Nike on the court, but they had they taped over the shoes and like put three stripes on them.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I think some of the football guys did. If I remember that's back in the cobwebs listening to you guys.
So the flip side of that is, we won in Adidas, but it had to do with the fact that we had great players. Okay. But the flip side of that is the last 4 years we have not performed well in Nike, but is it the apparel that has anything to do with that?
No, I think it was more to do with the coaching. Butch Jones, that's the most criminal waste of talent. I thought about that again this morning for about 30 minutes.
You thought?
I was just thinking about.
Just stewing for 30 minutes.
Yeah,
about
I was listening to.
You need to let that go.
Listening to. My guys in the morning on 3 and Out, Nate Houston and Davey, and they mentioned Jalen Hurd in the draft, and I was sitting there thinking.
Where's he supposed to go? He's not first round, is he?
No. I bet he goes second or third.
Middle rounds?
Yeah. He'll go in the middle somewhere. I bet he'll go on Saturday, early in the morning.
I don't have a problem with what Nike's done.
They still don't get the orange, right?
Adidas. Like, that was a huge thing to get. Yeah, I don't think that's ever going to. I just think it's a hard color to match up.
I mean, that's it right there.
Adidas couldn't get it. Nike couldn't get it.
Adidas got it in those 98 uniforms, didn't they?
I mean, they look good, but.
Who were the ones in the 80s? Like, specifically, like, the late 80s was, like, when they were
at
their best.
Sports Bell uniforms, too.
What's that color, PMS 154?
I believe so. 151, maybe. See my guy James Holzhauer on Jeopardy last night going over $1 million.
I still have not watched him yet. He's still just setting him up and mowing him down.
Over $1 million in 14 games. Ken Jennings, it took him 30 games to hit the $1 million.
Did you see what Ken said?
No. Did he bow down and kiss the ring?
No.
No?
No. He said something about how he didn't try and gouge.
Yeah, he wasn't as aggressive.
Yeah.
Dude, last night he had $68,000 going into Final Jeopardy, and the other people had like one guy had $3,000 and another woman had like $1,500. So he's got like $68,000. He bet American History is the final category. He bet $50,000.
and got it.
Yeah, but there was no way he was going to lose the game at that point.
No, but still. I mean, like, if he didn't get it, like, that would have been $50,000.
What was the question?
It was, I'll mix up the dates, but it was like on April something, 1869, these two met in the White House 4 years after a more famous meeting.
Ulysses S. Grant and Robert E. Lee.
That is correct, sir. See, you would have gotten it.
I'm pretty good at American history questions.
I don't think you would have had $68,000 to play with, though.
You're number one in my book, Russ.
As I'm not insulting you. I'm just saying this dude is a machine.
I think I could take him.
You wouldn't make it out of you wouldn't be around Final Jeopardy. You'd finish in the red and have to say goodbye to
you. I'm going to try and get home tonight. What time does it come on? 7:30?
Yep.
Do they have it on demand where I can watch it later?
Probably.
7:30 Jeopardy. I'm going to watch this guy. I'm going to compete against him, and I'll be fair. I'll keep score, Russ.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to dock yourself for the ones you get wrong?
Maybe. Probably. Sure.
865-546-8200. 546-8200. We got to take a quick break right here. When we come back, we'll find out who's on the docket, brought to you by the Disability Advantage Group. The docket coming up next right here on Fan Run Radio.
The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group today at 865-566-0800. Applying for disability can be very tedious. Having an experienced attorney on your side makes it easy. Call Disability Advantage Group, 865-566-0800, or visit online at dag-us.com.
The Docket, brought to you by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for disability benefits? Call DAG today at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
At a hefty profit. Documents filed Monday in U.S. District Court in Augusta charged Stephen Michael Freeman of Katy, Texas, with conspiracy to commit mail and wire fraud, as well as aggravated identity theft. Freeman's parents and his sister were also charged in the conspiracy. Court records say that since 2013, the family had used names chosen from a bulk mailing list to enter the lottery Augusta National Golf Club uses to sell Masters tickets. The names were submitted with email addresses that the family controlled. That's actually,
pretty smart.
It's a pretty good idea.
Yeah. And they were turning around and selling these?
I don't have that criminal mind. It never occurred to me because I register for the Masters tickets every year.
Do you really?
Yes.
Why? Because you want to go?
Because I'd really like to go to the Masters.
How much does it cost once you get on? I figured they'd be astronomical.
No, it's not. I mean, they're not cheap, but it's like,
it's not like,
I want to say like $180 or something for a pass or something. And you register, like, you can get obviously tickets to the tournament or to the practice rounds.
Right.
Monday through Wednesday. Anyway, it never occurred to me, like, that's just set up a bunch of email addresses, increase your odds. Like, how many, you know, set up 100 email addresses, surely like one of those will hit, right? Figure out what the odds are.
I figure out that when they got into trouble, when they went to resell them.
Yeah,
I feel like it should be okay if you're not planning on reselling them.
How do they go, oh, shouldn't it be okay, man? It's shady as, like, how did they find out? I don't know, man. It's weird. And how do they prevent that from happening again in the future?
Probably because they so closely guard.
I'll register on both my emails this year.
The tournament and just that whole deal. I guarantee you, they have somebody that works for them looking at secondary ticket sites.
and then figuring out how the person got a hold of the tickets, and then
an Ohio man. This is awful.
Is this one that's going to trigger me?
Oh yeah. An Ohio man is accused of nearly killing his girlfriend's chihuahua.
What?
By punching it in the face. During a
my God.
During a domestic battery incident.
What's the chihuahua go, Russ? About 2 pounds?
Something like that.
You're just going to pick up one of God's precious, beautiful creatures and just punch it in the face.
Prosecutors said 34-year-old Joseph Neudenbach got into a verbal altercation with his girlfriend. During the altercation, Neudenbach punched the woman's chihuahua in the face, causing severe head trauma that could be fatal. The dog's obviously hurt.
Yeah.
He punched the dog in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've only punched one dog. It's like a 150-pound dog. Jumped up the kid.
Oh. Oh.
Knocked him.
Oh.
Knocked
okay.
him for a loop. It was a
I was going to say, like,
I mean, it was his dog.
Picture of you punching a dog because it, like, you know, peed on the rug or something.
No.
Rug Scooby. Really tied the room together.
No. I've been warning him. And he, Cub could have gotten hurt bad. It scared me. Like, knocked him, like, jumped on his back, knocked him like 3 feet, like through an entertainment center. Glass got knocked out.
Oh my God, that's awful.
So, I didn't tell Cub's mom about it. She called me out of the blue. Like 6 months later, she's like, "Hey, took the dog to the vet."
Was it your dog?
No, definitely me and his mom split.
Okay.
But I took the dog to the vet after I whacked him. He lost consciousness. And
you knocked the dog out?
It's like a 150-pound dog. It's roughly the size of a small cow. I didn't mean to hit it. Why am I telling this on the air?
I don't know, but you're pretty far down the road at this point.
So I took it to the vet. God, love the dog.
I'm sorry. It would never happen again, Pooch.
But it could have easily, you know, I would just have
it
to
It was
explain.
Attacking a child. Like, yeah. I get it. I'm not judging.
And then, like, after he knocked him to it, he kind of bounced on him. And that's me just being an idiot. Not just grabbed him by the collar, whacked him.
Well, I mean, it's a dog. I mean, not being an idiot, it's being a dog.
And I whacked him a little bit harder than I thought I did.
Well,
she calls me up. She's like, hey. She's like, I noticed you didn't mention that you knocked my dog out. Because the vet asked him how he'd been doing.
That's not surprising. You know, they say dogs take on the personality of their owners.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, I can see your dog being a little bit neurotic.
No, he wasn't my dog.
But you lived with it at the time.
No, I didn't.
I'm really confused. That's the docket brought to you by Disability Advantage Group. Formerly Ogle, Elrod, and Burrell's Disability Department, their attorneys at DAG have handled thousands of Social Security disability insurance cases, including all levels of appeals, helping many clients obtain much-needed compensation following a disability injury or long-term physical ailment. Disability Advantage Group sponsors The Drive's daily podcast. If you have missed any of the show, you want to go back and listen to Joe Rexroad's appearance in hour number two or Trey Wallace from hour number one, just go on to Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you receive podcasts. I believe we're across all platforms. And search out Fan Run Radio, and then you can go there and easily obtain our podcasts, again, presented by our friends at Disability Advantage Group, who are online at dag-us.com, Disability Advantage Group, 865-546-8200. Jeff says, did you guys see where Saban only missed 2 days of work for his hip replacement? Two days!
Yeah, I mean, that's not...
It's not uncommon.
No, huh? They really can get you up and moving around. Well, they make you get up. It's weird. I think I've told this on the air before, but my dad has had two hips.
Your dad has?
Yeah.
And, really?
Yeah, well, he fell playing tennis, like he stepped on a ball or something and fell, and it was kind of a bad deal. It was like 10 years ago, and he had, I think they like repaired it or whatever, like the old way. Yeah, I think they just repaired it, like, and he was messed up for like a year. It just never healed properly. So eventually he gets the replacement, right? And they go in there at the titanium and all that stuff.
Right.
And he was up walking fine, like, I think the day of the operation, if not the next day, like immediate relief. So yeah, it's not surprising. Like, you go in for a hip replacement, you're not going to be, it's like 3 months an invalid.
And what are you supposed to do?
What do you mean? You get your hip replacement, you go back to work. I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all that Nick Saban only missed 2 days of work at I'm surprised he missed anything. I bet you anything, like, he was, as soon as he came to back in his recovery room, he's on the phone chewing somebody out about something.
I don't know, man.
Get Butch on the line.
You never had surgery, have you?
I mean, not a major one like that.
Like knocked out, like you've been under general?
Yeah, it's been a long time. I was a kid.
I react real badly to general anesthesia.
Yeah, that's not surprising.
Yeah. Some people do. I mean, it's fairly common. Two times I've woken up in 4-point restraints.
Probably to keep the dogs away from you.
No, at that point, was an isolated. You know how much I love animals, dude. Now I feel bad. It was an isolated incident. But dog does not. Anytime I walk into a room now, he sits down and looks at me.
Yeah, I bet. Well, it probably has nothing to do with you. I'm surprised he didn't cower in the corner.
No. He still likes me. That's what I was looking for. I'm looking for a picture of this monster. I mean, he's a massive, massive dog. I told him not to get the dog. It's damn big. How'd we get back on the dog story? Anyhow, you know those, when they replace your hip, like, I got a buddy that, he's a orthopedic surgeon, Tom McDonald. He went to Catholic with me. But he called me when he was in May. First time he observed a hip replacement, he called me later. He's like, you wouldn't believe how they do this. He said, it's absolutely brutal.
Yeah, they saw off the top of your femur.
Yeah. He said they'll get in there with a chisel.
Mm-hmm.
Just bust it out of there.
But, I mean, think about, like, before they could do that. If you fell and broke your hip, you just had to live the rest of your life in horrible, agonizing pain.
Yeah, with one of those weird-looking crutches, you'd have to just...
Now they just fix everything. I think about that all the time. Like,
the hip stuff scares me, though.
Even minor stuff, like... when I had the sign, or what did I have? Strep.
Right.
And it's like, God, this really sucks. But at least I have antibiotics. Like, what? They didn't have antibiotics until like the 1930s.
Yeah, you died.
You died. You got strep throat,
yeah, I mean,
and you died.
If the sulfa drugs wouldn't take care of it, yeah. You must have waited on yours, because you got strep throat and then the air infections.
I'm terrible, like... When I have no idea whether to go to the doctor or not. Like, if I should go to the doctor, I always wait like 3 days too late, and I go in there and they're like, dude, what are you doing? Like,
you can't mess around with strep, though.
And then, like, when I do, I'm like, I'm just going to go in and knock this out. They're like, yeah, you just have a cold. Get out of here, you wuss.
Yeah, but with strep,
it
goes from your throat to your ears. And then,
yeah, that's what happened.
And then it goes to your brain next.
And a double ear infection, too. It's a lot of fun.
You get encephalitis. It was horrible. Infection lining your brain. Streptococcus infection.
We're very fortunate to live as we do here in the 21st century.
You think I'm a horrible person for punching that dog?
It's really weird, man. Knocked it out cold? Like, is it just laying there? Like, did you have to pour water on its face or something to get it to come to?
He was trying to stand up.
Like,
it was
Pacquiao,
was...
when he went face down, he's just like, did you have to?
Well, no. When he whacked him, he took like 3 steps and he kind of flopped over on his side.
I shouldn't laugh.
I don't know. My kid had like these 4, like, just.
So your dog, you gave your dog CTE.
is like the junior Seau of dogs. That was awful. Dude, I should have said that. What am I doing?
He is like the dumbest dog ever. He's a sweet
dog. Well, yeah,
sweet
because
dog.
You gave it a concussion.
But, no, I mean, the vet said he'd be fine.
What did you tell the vet? He fell down the stairs?
No. I looked in there. I pulled up the back of Junior's shirt and showed her like those. He didn't break the skin, but it raises up like welts. I pulled up the back of the Cubs shirt and showed the vet. I said, that's what happened.
Brandon Orrick back in the Fan Run Studios.
He's got a dog that on, if it got rowdy, you'd have to pop it.
On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being most disturbing of bear disturbing stories, where does I knocked a dog out with a punch rank?
Wow. It's up there. It's up there. I'll go. I don't know what a 10 would be.
Yeah.
But I'll say 8. I'll say 8.
Wow.
Now come on now, Brandon. If Neyland, wow. if you walked in and
if you punched my dog in the face.
Well, number one, you've got an American pit bull.
You guys are thrown down. If he punches your dog in the face, you're thrown down, Brandon.
I mean.
If your dog snaps at me, I'm going to deal with him.
He's a sweetheart. He's not going to snap at you.
I'm just saying he's an American pit bull. He's beautiful. But if he snapped at me, if he tried to bite me, it'd be on. I don't mess with big dogs, man. I don't look down at the ground. I've got opposable thumbs.
I mean, that's almost like those Philly fans that punched a horse after they won the Super Bowl.
I've thought about doing that. I mean, horses are mean, man. They step on you. They break your foot. I'll jack one up if it gets too close.
Mongo. Put a pawn in the game of life. Stay with us. The shocking conclusion of the drive coming up. Speak now forever. Hold your peace. 865-546-8200. We'll be back to wrap things up coming up next here on the drive.
We now return to the drive on Fox Sports Knoxville.
Well, more details coming out in the Will Wade thing. I don't think this Will Wade, Sean Miller stuff is over. Do you? Do you think these guys survive?
No way. I don't think there's any way Will Wade survives, I'm sorry. I don't.
I've amended. I was there at one point, and they bring him back. Like, I think there's a way. It just seems so weird. But we're getting more details coming out now about the meeting between LSU and Will Wade on April the 12th, which is where he became reinstated. As part of his reinstatement, the coach made concessions in his contract, according to documents obtained by Sports Illustrated's Ross Dellinger, as part of a public records request. Under two amendments, he agreed the school add to his contract, LSU can fire Wade for cause if he's found to have committed level one or level two NCAA violations. That's interesting. It doesn't even have to be the level one, which is obviously what paying a player the major no-no of the NCAA.
I kind of feel like we know that he did, don't you?
I mean, he's saying prove it.
We got the wiretaps.
Do we?
FBI does.
If they're not played in federal court and they're sitting on a computer somewhere, you know, and never see the light of the day, and the NCAA asks the federal, you know, the government for them, and the government says no, then do we have proof?
No, I guess we don't.
So he can be fired for cause if he's found to have committed level one or level two NCAA violations, or if the NCAA infractions committee issues a formal notice of level one or level two violations to LSU involving the coach. So that's interesting as well.
If they just turn in level one or level twos?
If they just issue a formal notice. So that's not even like, you know, the process is they open an investigation and then they give you a notice of allegations, right?
Right.
So they're saying, LSU is saying, look, if we even get a notice of level one, or level two violations.
We can tell you to go on.
We can fire you.
Get on.
Get out of here.
Wade also agreed to waive the $250,000 in performance bonuses he contractually earned in the 2018-2019 season and agreed not to sue the school if he were fired over NCAA violations. So, I mean, I guess if I just try and put myself in his shoes.
Yeah.
Which is, I guess LSU's got me. I nobody else is going to hire him.
No, no.
LSU is his job. The fans love him there. He's got a contract there. That's all he can do is hope to get that job back.
Well, and it sounds like he's been reinstated. He's got his job back.
Well, yeah, but if LSU's position is, we're not reinstating you unless you agree to all this stuff.
Right.
We can fire you if we even get a notice of allegations that says you committed level one or level two infractions. You're not getting your bonus money from this past season, which I guess that's kind of a minor detail. And what's 250 grand to an SEC athletics department, right?
I mean, down there right now, probably quite a bit, because they are cash strapped down there, bud.
And so, like, neither party had much of a choice in this entire thing. You know, he didn't have anything else that he could do. He didn't have anywhere else he could go. And
they couldn't
fire him without, you know, getting some sort of Shiano Sunday-esque fan revolt.
Well, I mean, that, and it was going to be just the absolute worst time to try and hire a basketball coach. I mean, everybody had already made their hires.
Well, not to mention the fact that if you fire the guy, there's a pretty good chance that you feel that the NCAA is coming to town and that there's going to be a massive investigation with potential sanctions. So, yeah, it's late in the game to hire a coach, and the coaches, the pool that you'd be choosing from is going to be very aware of the fact that you might be headed towards significant NCAA sanctions. It's not as attractive a job at that point.
Well, no. You're not going to – I don't know, but man, it is a, you know, you might get somebody like Bruce when he was on the up.
Yeah. Well, and we don't have time to go back through it, but there were some pretty explosive allegations about Sean Miller, the head coach at Arizona, that were levied in federal court today in the Christian Dawkins Merle Code case. So you can go back and read those at any major sports website. And I'm sure we'll be talking about it more tomorrow as well. So interesting stuff. A couple of thanks here. First of all, Old Ben Franklin Motors, obviously, for having us out here. Folks, if you are doing some car shopping this week, later this weekend, check out oldbenfranklinmotors.com. Stop by and see them here. They've got a lot of great rides on the lot.
Super clean, reliable.
Come out here and take a test drive. Also, thanks to Jets Pizza for feeding us out here this afternoon. They set a couple of deep dish rectangles out here with me, and they were very much enjoyed by the good people here at Old Ben Franklin Motors. Big thanks to Brandon Orrick and Ryan Sell back at Fan Run Studios. We got overtime coming up next from 6 until 8. Another day, another dollar, another stellar edition of The Drive in the books. We'll do it again tomorrow right here on Fan Run. Bye-bye.